AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Republicans remain gridlocked and the House itself remains paralyzed without a leader. Sagar Magani has the latest.
After trying twice this week to elect a speaker and failing, the House quickly recessed. Jim Jordan's path to the gavel appears all but closed, but he's refusing to pull out.
And I plan to go to the floor and get the votes and win this race.
Jordan told Republicans behind closed doors he wanted to talk with his wife and GOP holdouts before deciding on his next move. With the House in an unprecedented stalemate, the meeting got heated as factions blamed each other for the chaos. At one point, Florida's Matt Gaetz, a chief architect of Kevin McCarthy's stunning speaker ouster, rose to speak while McCarthy was at the mic.
I told him to sit down. I think the entire conference screamed at him. The whole country, I think, would scream at Matt Gaetz right now.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In an Atlanta courtroom today.
Do you understand that by pleading guilty, you are giving up the right of the presumption of innocence?
Yes.
Attorney Sidney Powell pleading guilty to 6 misdemeanors, accusing her of conspiring to interfere with the 2020 election in Georgia. Powell was charged along with former President Trump and 17 others. She'll serve 6 years probation and has agreed to testify against her co-defendants. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza continue, and Israel's defense minister has told troops to be ready for a ground assault, though he's not said when. More than 1 million Palestinians have fled the north in Gaza City, but airstrikes are hitting the entire territory, including areas in the south declared as safe zones. President Biden will deliver only the 2nd Oval Office address of his term tonight to make the case for U.S. backing of Israel and Ukraine, with both at war. Economic news, jobless claims fell to their lowest level in 8 months last week. Home sales down again last month as mortgage rates surged. The latest from Freddie Mac, the average 30-year at 7.63%. This is AP News. Both of baseball's championship series are back in action today. The Phillies and Diamondbacks underway in Arizona, scoreless after 6. Philadelphia took the first 2 games at home. The Astros cut the Rangers' advantage last night. Dave Ferry has a recap.
The Astros pounded Max Scherzer and pulled within 2-1 in the ALCS by outscoring the Rangers 8-5. Christian Javier held Texas to 2 runs and 3 hits over 5 2/3.
Felt very good. I was very happy with, you know, everything that the pitchers were doing. They were doing exactly what I wanted them to, and I was able to control them inside the strike zone. So I was just very happy for that.
That's Javier through an interpreter. Scherzer opened the scoring by uncorking a wild pitch in the 2nd, and Martin Maldonado added a 2-run single later in the inning. Jose Altuve added a solo blast in the 3rd off Scherzer, who was reached for 5 runs over 4 innings in his first start of the postseason. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Game 4 tonight in Arlington, Texas. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.